Last week, the West Virginia Corporation for National and Community Service held an event to celebrate the 50th anniversary of VISTA, or Volunteers in Service to America. 70 people attended the gathering, including current VISTAs, community members, and former VISTAs. More than likely, you know somebody who served in VISTA. VISTAs are full-time volunteers that serve in a national service program known as AmeriCorps. But VISTA is decades older than AmeriCorps. The VISTA program was intended to be a little bit like the Peace Corps, and a little bit like Franklin D. Roosevelt's Civilian Conservation Corps of the 1930s. In December of 1964, President Johnson welcomed the first group of 20 VISTA volunteers.
Your pay will be low. The conditions of your labor will often be difficult. But you will have the satisfaction of leading a great national effort. And you will have the ultimate reward, which comes to those who serve their nation and who serve their fellow man.
Many of these early VISTAs came to Appalachia. They served as after-school tutors and helped build community centers. But some of the early VISTA volunteers in West Virginia also worked to encourage low-income people to engage in local and state politics and to lobby for things like better strip mining regulations, local campaign reform, and black lung legislation. Here's Naomi Cohen, who is a law student who came to Raleigh County in 1966 to serve as a VISTA.
By day, you might say we were day camp counselors and tutors of children. But by evening, we were out there organizing and getting people stirred up about issues.
A lot has changed for the VISTA program in the last 50 years. And one of the most significant changes is that VISTAs are not allowed to participate in any type of political activism or political organizing work. But plenty of other stories from the earliest VISTAs still ring true for volunteers who have served in every decade. Most VISTAs remember the first friends they made in their new community. They remember the initial awkwardness of not quite being accepted by the local people, at least not at first. But they also remember helping the community pitch in together to create something new and to have new hope. This is true of West Virginia Public Broadcasting's executive director, Scott Finn, who was one of the people attending last week's VISTA celebration. He grew up in Iowa, and he came to Boone County to volunteer in the 1990s.
I was a VISTA worker on Big Ugly Creek, and I had a little bit of that missionary zeal, I guess. I wanted to help people. We succeeded in taking an old elementary school, and we had no money, no resources, and the women mostly of the community and a couple of retired miners got together, got buckets of water out of the creek, and mucked this place out, and we made it into a special place for the community again. It was such a great experience of people coming together.
But today, more and more native West Virginians are signing up to join VISTA and AmeriCorps. People like Dana Grant, who was an AmeriCorps VISTA for 5 years. She also was at the VISTA celebration.
When Scott talked about Big Ugly and all that, that's about 30 minutes from my home. I'm from Coalfield, and I'm familiar with what VISTA can do in a community. When I became a VISTA member, my children had just graduated from high school, and I thought, what will I do now?
Grant joined VISTA in the 1990s, and she now coordinates the Senior Corps program in West Virginia, which is another service program through AmeriCorps. She's seen how VISTA is helping people find jobs in communities that don't have a lot of other options.
And now in a lot of small rural areas where I'm at, a lot of people depend on getting a VISTA position because we don't have very many jobs now. But you will find that I have found with my experience, a lot of our AmeriCorps members, our VISTA members, are now coordinators, directors within our community now.
There is some data to what Grant has noticed. According to a recent study by the Corporation for National and Community Service, volunteers living in rural areas have a 55% higher likelihood of finding employment after their service. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd.